If you thought the election was intense, consider the competition underway now. The prize is a coveted spot to march in the inaugural parade next month. About 1,300 marching bands have battled to represent the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Some winners have been announced already, but there is no word yet on who will represent the nation's capital. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Washington, D.C. has some of the strongest marching bands in the nation, and they all want to represent their hometown for President-elect Barack Obama.
All right, everyone, have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Ballou High School is one of them. Daryl Watson is director of Ballou's marching band.
All right. Normal routine for today. You're going to split up in sectionals. What are the songs I want you to work on?
Conquistador.
Conquistador. Coming to America.
Love Train.
Love Train, of course.
The OJ's Love Train is new in the band's repertoire. Watson added it when he heard it at a rally for Obama last year. And his majestic marching knights of Ballou High want badly to play it for the president-elect on January 20th. Very badly.
One, two, ready, play.
It's a little rough now, but they're working on it. Are you listening, judges? Some outsiders know Ballou High School as a troubled place in a tough southeast area. A student shot and killed a schoolmate at Ballou 4 years ago. But inside, these students know Ballou differently. Cheer and friendliness pervade its hallways. Stephanie Stewart, a Ballou junior who's in the band's dance squad, says Ballou's image is one reason why she wants Ballou to be in the parade.
Most people know Ballou as a criminal school, and that's not what we're about. So people, when they see us, that's giving us more exposure out there to know that just kids our age are doing things with our life instead of doing stuff bad.
The band is headed for next year's Macy's Thanksgiving Parade and the Rose Bowl. They want to add January 20th to their calendar.
For a school that, you know, people say couldn't do this, couldn't do that, and didn't have this, and, you know, still struggling to get this, we've come a long way, and it's really the story of President-elect Barack Obama. You know, we're looking for a new change, a new era here, a rebirth within the school, and we're just trying to follow in the footsteps. It's almost like we are Barack Obama.
The marching bands in D.C. are intensely competitive, but they're also close-knit. Ask James Perry, director of the marching band at D.C.'s Eastern High School. Eastern's one of Ballou's chief competitors for a spot in the inaugural parade.
And each time we see each other, we just try to raise the bar. And, you know, we get together and talk a little smack. You know, we're going to get you this week, or, you know, y'all got us last time, but we'll get you this time. So it's really a joy to have someone like them around because they're great competitors and also they're great friends.
And Perry says that's the way it is with a lot of the bands in D.C.
It's all in fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, of course, we want to come out on top.
So does Daryl Watson at Ballou.
I do want it. We all do. I mean, who doesn't?
And that doesn't even count powerhouse Howard University. Their band wants in, too. Howard band director John Newsom.
Well, we don't have to make the decision. That's the only good part about it.
Truly. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.